This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you for movement in our heart. Thank you for putting Spirit upon our heart. Thank you for writing upon our soul. Thank you for the renewing of the Holy Ghost and the regeneration of the water. Regeneration of the water and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, because we are no doubt that you are in our midst. And you are working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your workings. Thank you for circumcision of the heart and the renewing of the mind. Thank you for writing your laws. Thank you for causing your word. Thank you for causing Spirit. You have promised us that this year will be a year of the spirits. That this year you will initiate us. We will truly be born of the Spirit. We will not only be born of the water. We will not only go to stay in the realm of the world, but we will be furtherance into the Spirit. And by the reason of furtherance into the Spirit, we will walk in the Spirit and will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Thank you for showing us the way of the Spirit. Thank you for guiding us, leading us, helping us to accelerate for our heart to have desire for this thing. Where we are not comfortable to stay in the flesh. Where we are not comfortable to be in our mind. Where we are not comfortable to be in ourselves. Where we are not comfortable in sin. And we are comfortable in death. For the letter profited nothing. But Spirit profited in all things. Thank God you are bringing us to the profiting of the Spirit. But we know the Spirit is given life. We thank for the quickening of your spirits. We honor you, our Father. Oh, hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost is moving upon hearts. Holy Ghost is helping your heart to make quality decisions. That life in the Spirit is possible. That you can cease from living the flesh. It's possible to cease from sin. I would say, ye that have suffered in the flesh have ceased from sin. You can cease from sinning. Jesus did it, you can do it. And the key to it is to maintain life in the Spirit. Just be in the Spirit. If you live in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the deeds of the flesh. Why you are fulfilling the deeds of the flesh? Why you are fulfilling the lust of the flesh? Because you are not in the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit. You cease from living the flesh. It's possible to be free from sin. Just maintain spirit-filled life. That is the key. It's as simple as that. It's not complex. It's not by everyday fasting. Just be free in the Spirit. Maintaining spirit-filled life. That's the key. Simple. Singing the Spirit. Giving thanks. When your children are sick, give thanks. Just give thanks. When you can give thanks in all things, for this is the will of the Lord for you. A man that's in thanksgiving is in the will of God. That's the will of God for you. Not complaining, not murmuring, not grumbling. Those that did that, their body fell in the wilderness. It's only two. And when they mention this, people say, for they have another spirit. They had another spirit. That was separated them out of the millions that left Egypt. They had another spirit. That's the key to overcome sin. That's the key to remain blameless. When you're in the Spirit, voice conductor is fighting you. I'm not going to give me chain. Give me chain. Yes. You are just in the Spirit. Yes. Yes. When your husband... Your husband is making you angry. You are in the Spirit. When your wife gets you bitter, you are in the Spirit.
You are singing the Spirit, making melody your heart. Your heart is making melody. That's the key to overcome flesh. Be in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the laws of the flesh. For this flesh war against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For both of them are contrary. They are contrary one to another. They are not oscillating in the same direction. For it is the born of the Spirit is like the wind that blows. For you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it cometh and where it goeth. Such is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You cannot tell. Paul wrote to Galatian church. Oh, foolish Galatia, who have bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth. What's the truth? The truth is not fact. Fact is that you are a flesh. Truth is that you are born of the Spirit. And truth is authentic. Truth is not virtual. Truth is not fact. Truth is what is real. What bewitched you should not obey the truth. Before whose I, Jesus Christ, have been evidently sent for, crucified among you. This only will I learn of you. Receive you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. I don't want to learn anything. I want to learn spirits. I can learn spirits. I don't want to learn your flesh. I want to learn your walk in the Spirit. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? So you can't be perfected by flesh. If you want to be perfected, you will continue learning the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Learn to walk in the Spirit. Change! Change! There's coming a change in the Spirit. Not a change in the church world. For the church world, we continue with our programs and the activities. But in a change in the Spirit, we minister like you. We minister in the Spirit. Learn the Spirit. Do not learn the word, only learn the Spirit. But you can't learn the Spirit. Start by what? Hearing of faith. For faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you learn word. Until you connect spirit of faith. That's why to walk in the Spirit is by spirit of faith. Spirit of faith is a spirit that talk. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We have the spirit of faith according as it is written. I believe, therefore have I spoken. So spirit of faith speaks to you. Spirit of faith will tell you that thing you just say is wrong. Can you just apologize? That's spirit of faith talking to you. Spirit of faith speaks. He has his voice. You must keep hearing the spirit of faith. You began by hearing of faith, receiving the Spirit by the words of the law, or by the hearing of faith is hearing. So the first thing that must come to you to initiate you deeper into life in the Spirit is hearing. Not one, hearing. You hear in church, but you don't only hear in church. Hearing in church is the first hearing. You need to stay in continuous secondary hearing. Once you hear, when they are talking to the seven church book of Revelation, chapter 2, chapter 4, letting that half year, hear what the Spirit of God is saying. So the Spirit of God is saying. Holy Ghost side of you is saying things. As you are sitting there, he's saying something to you right now. I wish that you can always hear what the Spirit of God is saying inside of you. The Spirit of God has something to say. He's always saying something. When you get to your wardrobe and you want to pick a cloth, the Spirit of God is saying something. When you are coming out and you are standing in your mirror, the Spirit of God is saying something. When your child gets you angry, I want to hear God is saying something. He's always saying. I'll be he when the Spirit of truth is come, whom the world cannot receive, but he shall be in you, he shall dwell in you forever. For he will teach you all things. He will lead you. He will guide you to all truths. He's saying something. Through the hearing. But when he's speaking, sometimes he says, it's my mind I talk. It's not your mind, my brother. Now Holy Ghost talk. That is why that hearing is the hearing of faith. You must believe in hearing the impossible. If you don't hear the impossible, you don't see impossible. It's not your mind. You must learn to keep tuning yourself. Tuning is the hearing of faith. Is faith hearing? Bishop Odegu said, he said, 24/7. I'm hearing. My head is saying, I'm hearing what Odegu said. He said, God does not talk to me when I'm praying. He said, when I'm driving, I'm hearing. Constant 24 hours downloading. Hearing. He said, I'm showering. I'm hearing. When you put soap on your head, Holy Ghost is talking. That soap is too much. Can you reduce it? That's how they teach you. Don't instruct you. Don't fine-tune you. Don't wear that blue shirt today. Wear this green one. Holy Ghost is sincere of you. He's talking to you about what to eat. He's telling you what you are eating is wrong. He's telling you what you are eating is wrong. He's telling you what you are doing is wrong. He's telling you need to take water now, but you refuse to take water. You are quenched that spirit. You silence his voice. He said, they did that in wilderness. I would say, they quieted my spirit. They quieted it. He said, for they quieted the spirit. He was saying to them, don't desire this thing. Don't look for manna. Don't look for cucumber. But they didn't hear him. He was speaking. He was with them. He said, for the Holy Ghost said, as he spake, he was defining to eat in the book of Hebrew. He was Paul's quoting it. Say, today, if you hear the voice, add not your heart. Like as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation, the wilderness. Holy Ghost was within the wilderness. He was telling them, when they were desiring cucumber, he was telling them, this is where you desire, go kill you. He's speaking, but you are not tuned. Because he does not stab you with spiritual things. Just like no parent starts the sin of their children with big things. He starts you, where's your shoe? Where's your red shoe? No, that's not right. That's how you train your child to take instruction. You start with what he can relate with. Holy Ghost, start up with what you can relate with. And leave it up to high things in the spirit. The key to spiritual life is the voice. Is the voice. It's voice. Constant hearing of it. Constant hearing.
Possible. It is possible. Open possibilities. Open. Open. Yeah, open many possibilities. Yeah, it is possible. It is possible. Come into the new. Come into the new. It's even into the new. The new. It's even the new way. It's even the new way. Behold, I make all things new. I speak you new. I speak you into new. I speak you into new. It is possible. Possible. Even possible.
So when you say Book of Solomon, the instrument of exchange between the loved and beloved was voices. It was a voice. It was until the fifth chapter before the appearance of the beloved. It was just the voice. It was exchange of talking to each other. It was unto chapter 5 of Solomon that the loved saw the beloved for the first time. All the discussions, Solomon 1 to 5, were all voices. Even sometimes, they will have opened. When they open, we won't see him again. And that voice showed that the key to communion life with the Spirit is voice. How much your soul is fine-tuned to constantly cherish the voice of the Holy Ghost on your inside. And be jealous of it. You must be jealous of it. When I didn't know much, some of my brothers in campus, though they bought some books, because I have been trained with the voice of the Spirit. When I was reading it, the book does not sound, something just told me that this is not the book you believe it comes to. Close it. The book was talking about eternal life, so hey. But I knew, because the Holy Ghost has his voice. Why their carcasses fell in the wilderness is because they provoke the voice of the Holy Ghost that was in their midst. You cannot be tuned to the voice of the Holy Ghost and you are silent. Why you are not speaking to one another? Why you are not singing psalm? Why you are not making melody in your heart? Because you are not hearing. Because nobody that is hearing the voice of the Spirit and he'll be quiet. If activity of the voice of the Holy Ghost is intense in your soul, It's intense upon your spirit. It's intense in your heart. You can't be hearing and you are quiet. Because you respond, you react to what you are hearing. So the key to spiritual life is the hearing of faith. Constant hearing. And hearing of faith, that's what we hear in church. Instead of what we hear in church or what we hear in sermon is to open you to constant hearing. Because Holy Ghost keeps hearing. That's why you are hearing. It's continuous. You come to church to hear, but church is a service center to open your signal up. Church service, open your signal up to make sure you are constantly receiving signal from the voice of the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit is talking, speaking to you, speaking to you. It takes the hearing, constant hearing of the Spirit to stay out of all your limitation. That's your anger. You easily get angry. There's no way you'll be in the Spirit and the Spirit is speaking to you, you'll be in anger. When you're about to get angry, the Holy Spirit is talking to you. Oh yeah? When you want to get angry, he will tell you this is what you should say. Oftentimes, because you are not trained your spirit, because you can train your spirit and your soul to hear the voice of the Spirit. And you don't need to do fasting. It's constant with you. It shall be in you. And shall be you forever. God will not take Holy Ghost from you until you commit unpardonable sin. And unpardonable sin is not easy to commit. In fact, you can't commit unpardonable sin until you have grown in knowledge. You must have grown in knowledge very well before you can commit unpardonable sin. The only thing you can do is that you can quiet the Spirit of God. It's like a couple, that wife is talking and the man is giving silent treatment. That's when Holy Ghost is talking and you are not responding, you are giving Holy Ghost what? Silent treatments. When you are not in thanksgiving always, you are not singing the Holy Ghost. You are not making melody in your heart. You are treating Holy Ghost, giving silent treatment. And after a while, you go quiet. Just like when you give people silent treatment, after a while, they stop talking. Sometimes, message something, you need to react. Yeah! Wow! Holy Ghost say, I like that. Yeah. I don't touch and wear good. Yeah. Just like when someone tickle you somewhere, and you raise heart, Holy Ghost expects spiritual reaction from you. But some people are dead when Holy Ghost tickle them. Even in marriage, there are romance. Holy Ghost just brought some thought. But your tablet of your heart is as hard as stone. Because say, Baba, you're monkey. It doesn't know how to respond. You cannot cultivate communion, fellowship, intimacy. And the more you yield yourself to the Spirit, the more you become more conscious of it. The more you become more intense. To be in the Spirit is not to close your eyes. I mean, Mokasha. That is pokey. That religiosity. You are laughing, you are smiling, but you are in the Spirit. Egi is watching soccer. He's on the chair, couch. He's watching soccer, but he's in the Spirit. Sometimes he knows, bro, Freeman is about to come and see me. He's watching soccer, and we pick it. Freeman is coming. And 5 minutes after, Freeman will come and lock the door. I was talking, bro, Freeman, welcome. Before you open the door, you know the person is at the door. Say, so, how do you know, brother? Again, I knew. When I was watching soccer, I saw you. Like Elisha told Gehazi, did my spirit go with you? Constant communion. In touch with the Spirit. Always in touch with the Holy Ghost. The soul is in touch with the Holy Ghost. I'm always in touch with the Spirit. In touch with Him. You cannot be in communion with the Spirit and you are stranded. Holy Ghost knows what is coming to come to pass. That's why there's nothing I can plan like Holy Ghost. A time was coming. There was about to be the Great Depression in America. God told Kenneth again that he should cut his staff strength and he should cut the ministry expenses. If in the Spirit, you'll never be stranded. Why you are stranded? Because you are not hearing the voice of the Spirit. You are not in communion. And you have to cultivate it. You have to be deliberate. You have to be intentional. Nobody can have spirit-filled life that is not deliberate. You must have a particular time in your season. You have a time that it's only me and Holy Ghost want to talk. No talk. Silence. And you are just there. You are just there. Communing. He's talking things to you. You can be there for 2 hours. They say, for thou instructed me
in the night season. You have instructed the reins of my heart. And also they say, be still on your bed. Book of Psalm. Stand in her and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. The key to and sin not. Communion. You're still. No noise. Just still. That's not the time to read Bible. Leave your Bible. Just be still. This Bible you have known, let the Holy Ghost bring that to your life, understanding. Let the Holy Ghost shine light into those scriptures. The one you have read, it's not the time for reading. Just stay. Let the Holy Ghost begin to talk to you what you have read. Let him begin to bring to your remembrance everything I have told you in church. And begin to use to examine yourself and judge yourself. And begin to use to make correct decisions. Building a deep communal life, intimacy life with the Holy Ghost. A rich fellowship life. A life that nothing meets you in emergency you have not prepared. There's nobody that can prepare you for emergency like Holy Ghost. Because Holy Ghost know what will happen next tomorrow. Holy Ghost know what next. Holy Ghost know how to prepare you for your man that you marry. Holy Ghost know how to prepare you for your wife you marry. Holy Ghost know how to prepare you for the kind of predicament. Holy Ghost can prepare you for anything. He knows it. He has the secrets. Because for he that started the heart, knoweth what the mind of the spirit is. So the key is a voice. Maintaining constant hearing the voice of the spirit. Constant maintaining it. Hear it. If you don't know how to hear it, practice it. Set a time apart. Your Lord, wake up before the day dawn. Your Lord Jesus Christ, the one you gave your life to. You wake up, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, you went out and departed into a solitary place, not a noisy place. It's a culture. Not in the midst of crowd, a solitary place. You must have a solitary life. Your solitary life is a time of you and Holy Ghost. Life takes place behind the veil. Your body is a veil. Where life is taking place is on the inside. It's a spirit-filled life. It's on the inside. Life does not take place in your head. When you take up life on your head, you have depression. You will be sick because you are taking life from the outside. Life is behind the veil. Life must be behind the veil of your body, behind the veil of your flesh, behind the veil of your mind is behind it. That's where serious business of life takes place. That's where you incubate life. That's where you find life. You can't find life without, you find life within. And what you find within is what you live out. You have to be intentionality. You have to be deliberate about this. You have to cultivate it. You must have a solitude life. A rich solitude life. Rich solitude life. Prayer is not monologue. Prayer is not shouting. As I corporate prayer, it's a place of talking heart to heart. Because Holy Ghost has a lot he wants to talk to you. Holy Ghost has a lot he wants to talk to you. Holy Ghost has a lot of correction to bring to you. Holy Ghost wants to correct you. Because there are certain things your pastor can't do because they want to offend you. There's a lot your husband can't tell you. There's a kind of a wife your husband really wants. He's so kind for a kind of wife. But because you have not spent so much I know with Holy Ghost to tell you, this is your design, your husband's heart. Because he that started his heart knows what is there. He knows it. Holy Ghost inside of you knows what your husband really wants. He knows what your wife really wants. And he can tell you that secret if you will care enough to hear him. We struggle through life and live as an orphan because we have not learned to take heed to the spirit within. So we live as an orphan. We live as if we don't have help. But there's help. There's help. There's help. In fact, one of the names they gave Holy Ghost, they call it the Habi when the spirit of help is gone. It's help. For I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you another comforter.
I will send it to you. And it's living on your inside. And it's not there for decoration. It's there to guide you, to help you, to lead you. It's to show you things to come. Maintaining a real spirit-filled life. You must know that, brothers and sisters. That only Him is your helper. He's a help to your soul. Great help to you. How much Holy Ghost is kind. I wish you can trust me with everything, not with some things. Single, will you come to me when you want to marry? I say, all this why? You have been doing your life by yourself. You have been leaning on your own understanding. And now, when you want to marry, you are coming to me. You know they check up with us. You wake up and just carry your phone. You check up on Google. And now you have AI. These are what you check up on. That's where you get your answer. You consult them before you consult us. So you are so sensual. You are afraid of terror by night. Peter said, as it has been revealed to me, that I will soon put away this body. This is a sense of Old Testament, Hezekiah. Yeah. The prophet came to me and said, go and tell Hezekiah. Yeah. He's to prepare his house. So I'm about to take him. Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle. Even as our Lord God has assured me. So none of you will die young. So let me think, I want to show you. You move from hearing to being shown. There are many things I want to show you. There are things I want to show you about your life. Sometimes we go through things and we say, I don't know. There's nothing you are going through today that you have not been shown if you have paid attention. If truly you have been sensitive, you have inclinations. You don't have detail, but you have inclination. And sometimes when you have inclination, if you take time to go and wait upon the Lord in prayer, they give you more further details. I'm not trying to tell you that you have help. You have things that you are going through today. If you have paid attention some years ago, if you have been obeying the Spirit, they have given you detail of everything. And sometimes you know how it will end. You may not know when, but you will like, you know, this thing will start. And I went up, God, they will end up showing you something else that has not happened. And you know, if this one, they show it to me, and I'm already up going through it, they are telling you that, just stay strong. The one we show you, and you're happy now, that one too will happen. So, you lay your life constant on hope of that which has not seen. It's by hearing of faith, and from hearing, they also show you. But you are shown unto me, but you start by hearing. So you began in the spirit by hearing of faith. Constant hearing. And I say hearing stands from church, but it does not stop in church. Yes. It's about to continue hearing. Only go, so we keep hearing the spirit by maintaining a constant time of solitude. Solitude is not to go to the bush on your bed. It's just you and the Lord. You shut down your noise to cut it off sometimes and really stay inside where life is. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. Yeah. So the life of the spirit is in the spirit. And you have to be deliberate about it. You have to be intentional. You have to fight. So from hearing of faith, you move into being shown. Or they reveal it. Being shown is not having vision and triumphs alone. But Holy Ghost knows how to create pictures upon your heart. Pictures. I don't know if I've happened to you. There's a places that I saw. Not in vision. I saw it. When I got there 20 years after, I said, I've been here. I was here. My consciousness was there. Before I physically got there, physically. I don't know if you have those experiences. It was Holy Ghost showing it to us. Some of us, we make wrong friends. You know those who are supposed to be your friend, though, and those who are not your friend. If truly you are being, you will know. This person, he has a serious contribution in my life. Because you have picked them before you even met them. So, from hearing of faith. And you must hear and hear until the spirit of faith. And I said, when you are hearing, you can't hear and you are not speaking. We have the spirit of faith because we believe. Therefore, we have spoken. So, the effect of a man that have heard the voice of faith that he speaks. You speak in psalms. You speak in hymns. They should never be coerced. You should know that, wow, it's a time for me to open up. To have a great time. So, because we believe, hearing of faith, have you begun the spirit? I want to make you feel perfect in the spirit. And you know, in the world of perfection, there are two perfections. There's a perfect man and there's a perfect man. A perfect man is a godly man. A perfect man is a Christ. So you cannot journey into a perfect man. A man that learned to live by faith and have the hope as Christ as hope and live the life of love. and you don't maintain spirit-filled life, it's not possible. It's not possible for you to have hope that it's not sin. Because the hope of gospel is not sin. The hope of the gospel is not a car. The hope of the New Testament is not a husband. Jesus can give husband, but that's not the hope. You can't live your life with babies. It's good to have children. But your babies are not your hope. Your hope is not on nothing else, but on Jesus Christ. Your hope is that you are conformed to the image of Christ. Your hope is not a man, my sisters. My brother, your hope is not a woman. Your hope is not money. Your hope is not landing dollarized employment in U.S., Canada. But that's not your hope. So the first thing is a perfect man. It's a man that obeyed the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And by that law, he's free from the law of sin and death. So it showed that there are documents of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's a document. That law is encoded in your spirit. That's like, you can't live the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus by your brain.
Yes, sir.
That document is in the spirit. They say it's the law of the spirit of life. That the law of life in Christ Jesus. So it's in the spirit. So if you're going to ever live by the law of the spirit of life, you have to wait on that thing on your inside. Because that's where that law is. That law is not in your brain. That law is not in your skin. It's in that place. So you have to obey to fed that law. To use that law at every interaction. To use that law at every engagement. To use that law at the time of provocation. To use that law in your time of temptation. To use that law in your time of pains. That you are in time of pain does not mean that law shall be abandoned. That law has a prescribed response in your time of pain. That law is in the spirits. And you are kind of spirit of it. It's the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. There was something that was in Christ. And what was in Christ? It was the spirit-filled life that was in Christ. So that was what was in Christ. It's a measure of the spirit life that Christ carries. That was the source of his life. That was power Christos. Christos was power by his life. And that life, he carried the law. It's the gene. That gene is in the spirit. Those genes are gene of faith. Gene of hope that is not seen. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Where things that are not seen are more real to you than things that are real. That's why you can rejoice in tribulation. That's why you can rejoice. Because things that are not seen are more real to you than things that are real. Those who are realm that Habakkuk called the realm of the just shall live by faith. He said, though divine will not blossom. Contrary, a man that is in the spirit is contrary to the flesh. The way the flesh will respond that when the vine does not blossom, it's crying. Oh, my labor has gone to the drain. Oh, my labor of harvest. Why? If I saw, I labor, I cultivated. He's crying, he's wailing, he's mourning. But the response of a man that's living by faith, though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruits be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall ye no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no air in the store. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. What's the response? I will rejoice. These are response for men that is living by another law. That law is not the law of his mind. A flesh will not respond like this. A flesh does not rejoice in the midst of contrary opinion. It will take a man that's in the spirit. It takes a man that has his hope changed. His hope is not in the vine. His hope is not in the fig tree. His hope, he knows that that's not his hope. Because he's rich with hope that is not seen. They have enlightened that the life of man does not contain the abundance of what he possesses. That the children of Israel does not cultivate anything for 40 years in the wilderness, but they are eating every day. He knows that it's not the labor of his hand that determines his life. He knew you can anchor your life. You are find a life that is in Christ. And the life in Christ is not determined by external things. Where I engage in those external things, as God give grace, but those things are not my life. Christ, who is our life, shall appear. The life of Christ is appearing to that soul. When a man is like that, you say that soul has found a new hope. He has found a hope that's not sin. Because what flesh hope? They hope in what is seen. They hope in ephemera. They hope in things that pass away. They call it a godly man. A perfect man. A man that's governed by another law. Or the spirit-filled life in Christ Jesus. It's a man that's gone by the law of his free life in Christ. Christ is filled with a life. And the love that Christ is filled is a spirit-generated life. And the spirit-generated love that is in Christ Jesus, he does not have hope of the dead. What's the hope of the dead? He has been rescued from the hope of the dead. I call it small death. He has experienced resurrection from the dead. And when you are rescued from such a great death, it's the resurrection of the dead. Resurrection from the dead and resurrection of the dead. That's the perfect man. Have you begun in the spirit? I want you to make yourself perfect in the flesh. God does not want to take you away. God does not want to take you away from this king. God wants you to use this king and use this king to overcome sin and death. Because your Lord is wearing a skin. It's a skin. Your Lord is wearing it. But that your Lord is wearing that skin is perfected in glory. It's not just a perfect man. It's the perfection in glory and beauty of salvation. And the secret of engagement is spiritual life. Fetching loss. Fetching loss, fetching understanding. Fetching thoughts. Fetching ways to live from him. Finding hope that is beyond man, that is beyond flesh. And sustaining pursuit of it. Because you can begin the spirit and you lay down. And you're not pursuing. You are not constant. You are not regular. You are not consistent. It's a culture. What's the culture? It's a way of life. It's a thing that's built in our subconsciousness. We don't have it. Your dog will be spoiling. You are opening it. You just open it. It does not make any noise. One day you start opening it and it speaks to me. But you don't do anything about it. Until you're doing key. And you keep opening it. Because why? It's sometimes wrong with your inward building. But a man that has been well trained, not to know that key is easier to feast with little money than when it's doing key. Because you need more resources to feast it. So maintenance culture is not built within our system. We don't know that that's your shoe that you have. You can use that same shoe for 5 years. If after every time you use it, you carry it outside and you let fresh air to blow on it, to sun it, and it dry, it takes away the moisture. And after you finish drying it, you clean it away the dust. Dust, if you leave it on there, it will soil the gum that they used to stay on it. Step on some water. The water that is flowing on the street, they have entered it, but you just kept it there. You bought it with Brother Jude the same day. Your one after 6 months is gone. But Brother Jude is still using it. After it's finished drying, you also take a clean it and put in a shelf. The leather needs to be maintained because it's a leather to make it rich so that it's not dry and it's not cracking. We don't have that training. Likewise, in the spirit also, there are things you do to sustain life in the spirit. To keep life in the spirit ablaze. To keep life in the spirit fresh. There are activities you're engaging. Something in you is always alive and alert and bright. Those are the culture of singing, giving times, rejoicing always. Those culture are there to keep constant flow, hearing God's word, fellowshipping, talking to one another. Say, they that fear God, they speak to one another. Speak to one another. They speak to one another. Malachi 3:16. Then that fear the Lord, speak to one another. Speaking in psalm. Speaking to yourself. Not to cast fear. To overwhelm you with another law. For Jesus Christ, in the of his flesh, offer prayer and supplication to him that will save him from death. And he was held in that he fear. I said, what he fears, not death, but he fear. It's because he fear God. And God is life. Speaking to yourself. Speaking. This is where you want to continue your life. And then you started thinking. You come and look at my life. It's true. Look at my life. You are thinking Satan's thoughts. When he brings to you, this is how your life is coming. Say, which life are you talking about? Is it the life of Christ? You know, I'm talking about your life. My life is in Christ now. And Christ is in God. And my life has not yet appeared. This thing you're calling my life, this is not my own life. My life is just appearing. It has not started appearing. Speaking to yourself. That's how you remain free in the spirit. You don't become docile and dull in the spirit. And close your mouth. Speaking to yourself in sin. Before they talk about being filled with the Holy Ghost, one thing to say, let the word of Christ dwell in you so richly. Not that the word of God is dwelling in you, but make sure when the word of God is dwelling in you, in all wisdom. Not just in wisdom. then teaching one another and admonishing one another. Satan said, you will see your life. They don't see your life. I know they see Amo. How the light be? Where you say, make I see? The one where me I didn't see is Christ.
Yes, sir.
And the life I'm seeing that Christ is seated at the right hand of Simon. The life I'm here, I didn't see Christ overcame the war.
Yes,
the life where I didn't see Christ overcame sin and death. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to describe my life to you, Satan. You keep speaking. After a while, that thought will disappear. Yes, you look for you won't find it again. That's how you maintain spiritual life. You take over your thoughts. When you take over your thoughts, you take over what you feel your heart. What feel your heart now is a thought. And that is the key to freedom. There's freedom. For now, therefore, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to be in Christ Jesus? They have the spiritual life that's in Christ Jesus. What is in Christ Jesus inside of them? For now, therefore, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. What's the secret? For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There's a freedom in Christ Jesus. You should be enjoying freedom. We are not in bondage again to fear. So when you maintain a spirit-free life, you procure and secure freedom. You procure. Procure means you purchase it. To procure means you subscribe for it. Procure is to subscribe. Procure and you secure it. You can secure a freedom. You can't be harassed. You can't be harassed by evil spirits. You can't be harassed by law of sin and death. It's possible. It's a security. If you're in bondage to sin, because you have not secured it. And that security is maintaining a spirit-free life. That's where your security is like. It's not in routine. It's not in religious rituals. If there's any ritual, you have what we call spiritual rituals. And these are rituals of the spirits. That's how you have the spiritual ritual. Speaking, son. Just as ritual of how to break free. And secure freedom. Procure freedom. I will glorify God in my mortal body. I know this body is mortal, but this body will go glorify God. See, I'm not a slave to you. I've been bought with a price. They buy me. I am a purchased possession. They purchase my body and purchase my soul. You can't dominion over me. I will live for God. I will live for him.
Yes.
I know what me. I know how to live. I will live by the spirit filled life in Christ Jesus. He has a law in him. And that law is for my freedom.
Yes.
As you can speak to those Jews that believed on him. The Jews that believed on him. If you continue my word, then are you my disciple. And you shall know the truth. So he shows there's a truth that sets free. And that truth is the law of truth. Malachi 2. So that truth is the law of truth in Christ Jesus that made me free. Be free. You shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you. It's make. It's not set. It's make. It's make. It will remove me. I was fashioned previously into bondage to sin. But now I find what will rewire me and fashion me in freedom. Some people say, I have some generational curse in my life. I don't have one. And I cannot have one. I can't have it. I don't have it. I'm crucified with Christ. Whatever this is, I live. I'm not I. The life I now live in the flesh. I live it. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave his life on me to live. I can't have it. I can never have any energy sickness. I can't have it. Why? The law of the soul of life in Christ Jesus and make me free. I have another law at work. That's what spiritual life does to you. They came looking for Jesus. I said, why do you see the living among the dead? His reason is not here. His reason is not here. I'm not where the realm of the dead are. I'm not there. So he set me free. So I can procure and secure my freedom. I can secure it. So if I'm in bondage, it's not because I don't have power. It's not because there's no provision for it. Because I chose to remain there. It's my choice. And there's something about the things of the Spirit, they don't force it on you. You procure, you subscribe, and secure it. They don't force it on you. You procure it. And it's available in Christ Jesus. Those are the law of a perfect man. Those are things a perfect man is supposed to walk in. If you walk in the Spirit, you walk in it. You walk it. You walk. Because I'm walking in love. I'm walking in love. I love the saints. I love the brethren. I love the brethren. I love my brother. I love my brother. I love my sisters. And he that loves the brethren has passed from death to life. Because I love the brethren, I bear their faults. I correct them in love. And when they are overthrown in sorrow, I'm there to comfort them. I love the brethren. Therefore, I'm passing from death to life. I'm loving the brethren. When it's covenant, when it's not covenant, therefore I'm passing from death to life. Because I'm doing everything to guard against it. I'm enduring them. I'm being patient with them. I call it in love. I love the brethren. Because I'm using another law. I walk against everything, arrangement of sin and death. He's trying to cage me and box me. My future is secure in him. I'm not living for myself, but I know God is laying out for me. I'm not just thinking about myself. I'm not trying to secure myself here. I'm not trying to see what I can do here. I'm passing from death to life. I'm walking in light. I will walk in light. I will walk in light. I won't think of myself. You walk in light. I will go contrary to what sin and death are designed. Men are living in fear. I won't live in fear. Men are living in anxiety. I will not live in anxiety. Men are thinking of what future holds. I will not think of what future holds for me. Because I know my future in God is secure. I'm not in bondage. I'm in freedom. And I will live this life of freedom that I've been calling to. I will live in freedom. I will make sure I suffer for that life of freedom and I will procure it. I will not take thought of what I will eat. I won't take thought of tomorrow. I won't let the fear of tomorrow hold me down to obey God. I won't let the fear of tomorrow hold me down. I won't give funny excuses to God. No. I will not. I will not consider the weather. I refuse to sow. I will sow in the morning. I will cast my bread upon the water tomorrow because I don't know which one will spring forth. Because I must live my life of freedom. I must live my freedom. I will not allow Satan to design it to put me in bondage. Because I know the whole earth is under the bondage of corruption. I will not be head down. I've been calling to liberty. I won't use my liberty vocation for lasciviousness. It's liberty. I've been called to liberty. I've been calling to liberty. I've not only been called to liberty, I've also been called to perfect liberty. I've not only been called to perfect liberty, I've been called to gross liberty. Can you see what I've been called to? They come into liberty. They didn't stop there. They move it further. I give them perfect liberty. They move from liberty to liberty. They also give me gross liberty. These are my heritage in the Son of God. And I will walk into liberty. I will make further journey. I will obey God. I enter to perfect liberty. I will not just stay in perfect liberty. I will obey God more. I enter gross liberty until when I'm glorious. This is a provision that is in Christ Jesus. And I know the key to it is to obey. And I will obey and enter to those things. So the provision of freedom, liberty. So the word freedom is liberty. It's liberty in the spirit. Spirit-filled life as liberty. I should not be under the any bondage. I've not been the bondage of fear. What my children grow up? How will they be? These children. No, I'm not the one that created them. God created me. I cannot live all my life in subject to fear. I hand it over to God. I sleep like a baby. If they like, let them matter in life. But I know whom I believe and I'm persuaded that which I'm committed unto his hand is able to keep unto the end. 2 Timothy chapter 1. For which cause I also suffer this thing. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I believed and I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto his hand against that day. All the members of the church are living. Let them live. If they live, another one is coming. Holy Ghost will take care of it. Which Holy Ghost will make you an overseer? Who make me overseer? The Holy Ghost has made me overseer. I didn't make myself. Holy Ghost make it. So I won't hijack what the Holy Ghost overseeing for him. Holy Ghost made me an overseer. It's his business to keep those that are made. Where I walk in light, Holy Ghost make me an overseer. And now, brethren, take it therefore to yourself and to the flock of God, where the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God. Which he has purchased with his own blood. So it's Holy Spirit that make overseer. So there's a promise of freedom, liberty. Spirit-filled life make you to have a stress-free life. No stress. Because nobody can plan your life so much more than the Holy Ghost. Those are liberty you enjoy when you obey the Spirit. Those are liberty when you maintain life in the Spirit. You enjoy stress-free life. You don't need to think. You are not living a careless life. The Holy Ghost is instructing you. He tell you, put that one aside. Put this one there. Put this one there. And you have been living your life. And you are not living under bondage of sin. You are not living under bondage of fear. You are experiencing liberty. Freedom from sin. Freedom. Freedom. Constant freedom. It's not only freedom from infirmity of the body, freedom from sin, but much more also freedom from limitation of your mind. Which is the greatest place that people are headbound. People can be limited in their mind. Mind that see impossibility. Mind that cannot fully live out all that God has prepared for them. Some people, when they mention 1 billion, you think that you never count it in your life. Because you look at yourself and you feel that 1 billion, 1 billion. Let alone mentioning $1 billion. Some of you can never see that that God can use it to raise the dead and cripple. Those are limitations. When you obey the Spirit will push into the world of possibility with God. You don't need to be a pastor to pray for the sick to be healed. You just need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You just need to obey God from your heart. You'll find possibilities. Those are liberty. They are liberty. When you're not living your life as see someone has done you evil, you know what the Lord, you are just obeying Him. The key to life in the Spirit is just keep obeying. And keep aligning, stretching. Because if you allow Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost will stretch you. Holy Ghost will stretch your heart. He will use difficult people to love. And the more you love difficult people, the more your heart is enlarged. Holy Ghost will give you unreasonable men to live with. The more you live with them, the more you are enlarged. Holy Ghost will pose difficult situations and circumstances in your life that you feel that this time around, I'm a cussy banny. But something tell you, we know they die here. Then you go through it. And you come on the other side and say, I thought I would never close that door. Then you now arrive. You mean that behind the dark cloud is a shining sun. Eagle knows that. When every bird of the air, whenever there's a storm, every bird of the air are growing to their nest. In the midst of deep darkness, you just need to locate that there's a sunny shine and go through the dark cloud and arrive into an horizon where everything is bright. Such are they that wait upon the Lord. They renew their strength. They renew it. And they mount up with the wing like the eagle. They are not chicken. Chicken are headband carnal Christian. Always picking things from the ground. Dusty. Earthly. Eagles are heavenly birds. Those are liberty. Because on earth, there's no liberty here on earth. When he's speaking, when he sees you running, he's running. He's running when no man pursues him. But when you rise from the earth and move into the realm of the Spirit, heavenly. This car, they say, is wide enough for every bird to fly. Can a Christian an earthly band? They are like chicken. They pick things. And chicken, we pick and pick and pick. And there's one, a sickness, they call it Koli, Yoruba. I don't know what they call it in English. It's when he's picking, he kept on picking and pick wrong thing. And the thing who can. That's a Christian. Instead of them to move from the earth and move into this heavenlies. Because freedom is not here on earth. It's when you become spiritual. When your soul becomes spiritual. And spirituality is obeying God.
Yes, sir.
Spirituality is not prayer alone. Yes, it's spiritual mindset that obey God. So the more you obey God, the more you become an eagle believer. Eagle soul. Say eagle soul. What is eagle soul? They lift. They will lift. They shall lift up with wings. They shall lift up. Lift up. Lift. Come on, Seta. Lift. That's where you enjoy liberty. You can't enjoy liberty being carnal. Your liberty is the entry into life of spirit. Obeying God until you enter spirit. Then you break beyond limitation. Have you seen those people when they are broken? You see, they don't flap their hair. Because when you are sea chicken flap their hair. They want to climb one small tree. One tiny branch. But when you see an eagle, it just stretches like this. It's an attitude. Liberty. Liberty. Freedom, that's it. Freedom that the Lord is your life making. Not struggle. Not contending. Live life in the spirit. Obey God. Obey God from the heart. Since you obey that form of doctrine, being delivered, what did the Holy Ghost deliver to your heart? You obey from the heart. That form of doctrine, and what does that doctrine do you from the heart? Be them made free.
Yes, sir.
Be them made free. Obey. That's the key to freedom. Obey. Obey what Holy Ghost drop into your heart. Obey those laws. Laws of faith. You are not the one that matters the law. If the law is not connected to faith, then drop it. If that law is not connected to hope, that's not sin, drop it. If that law is not connected to charity, law of work, then every of the law must be on these three, on these three pillars. Faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of them is charity. This law make you abide. You won't pass away. So they didn't just say the law is not love. It's not just endless law. No, no. They are within the confined parameter of faith, hope, and charity. They abide. They need to be an abiding fellow if you don't want to pass away. It's not the law. You obey from the heart. That form of doctrine delivered unto you, be now made free from sin. You can be free, my brother. And the key is to obey. Obey the law, the spirit of life. But that law is called doctrine. It's doctrine. It's called doctrine. They keep bringing it, minute per minute. In your office, your boss sends something, someone, your colleague is doing office politicking, and you to feel like doing it, say no. Promote his job. When you get to the boss, and he's talking about, he's trying to say he's going to do the job. Say yes, he tried, he contributed. So don't talk about it. The boss say, why are you only talking about me? No. Because promotion does not come from the east. It does not come from the west. Promotion comes from the Lord. It's come from him. It comes from him. Nobody can hold you down when God wants to promote you. If they are still doing public theology, they are not promoting it because your time has not come. When your time comes, even when you are in prison, for Joseph was in chains and bars of iron in the dungeon until his word came. And when his word came and tried him. And king and senators sent for him. And the king, he sent before a man, the angel Joseph, who was sold for his servant, whose feet was all the fetter. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. You go free. I said you are going free. So freedom is liberty. Don't just have freedom. Move it to perfect liberty. Perfect liberty is the Son of God. Perfect liberty is the Son of God. And don't be contented with the Son of God alone. He received what? God. What is glorious liberty? That's the true God. And this thing and what doctrine make available. Just obey from the heart. Obey those laws. That's really free life. Obey from the heart.
Keys, parties and the keys, by owner kings, oh keys,
Oh, kings handle keys. Oh, kings even handle keys. Even keys to open. Even the domain of liberty. Even the domain of liberty. And sent to the kings. I've been to wait in the sins, sent kings. It's a near to search even at the kings. Even to sit in your kingdom. It's a vineyard to the kingdom. It's the come. It's the coming of the kingdom. It's the coming of the kingdom. For the kingdom is here. 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 It's the liberty. It's liberty. Liberty. Liberty in the Holy Ghost. Liberty in Him. Liberty in the face. In the face. Behold the face. Behold the face. Even kings ought to behold. Even kings ought to behold. Even kings ought to search out. Even kings ought to search out. Even there are many things to search. There are many things to search. There are many things to look upon. There are many things to ponder upon. There are many thoughts to take. There are many life to give. There are many life to inherit. There are many deaths to drop. There are many life to take. There are many life to take. For death is a thought. For life is also a thought. For death is a thought. Life is also a thought. Even take life. Even take life and ascend. Take the keys and ascend. Take the keys and ascend. Ascend far above death. Ascend far above sin. Ascend far above them. Ascend far above the thought of creatures. Ascend the thought of creatures. Ascend. Take it. Quit ye like men. Quit ye like men. Think like God. Think. Take the thoughts. Heaven thoughts. God thoughts. God, heaven bear witness. Heaven bear witness. For earth also needs to bear witness. Earth needs to bear. Many witnesses. Many witnesses. Many witnesses. King and his kingdom is come.
Thank you, Jesus. Kakrat toto to dada prete toto da da da. Kreta da 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 da. Toto da prete da 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 da. Suda da 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 da. Suda da da da. Sidom. Kasidom toto didom. Kasidom toto didom didom. Didom. Freedom, 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 free, freedom, 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 delivering liberty, delivering liberty, delivering liberty, even freedom, yay, from everything that has held, holding, keeping down. Yeah, it's time to even mount up into the mountains. Mount to the mountains. Mount into the mountains. Mount up. Go up. Go up. It is time to go up. It is time to go up. Yeah, will you go up? Yeah, yes, you will go. You will even go. For it is time to go. It is time to go. Yeah, it is time to even break shackles. Break shackles. Break shackles. Yeah, break them. Break them. Break the shackles. Yeah, break the limitations. Break the limitations. Break even the limitations. Yeah, break the boundaries. Yeah, break even the boundaries. Yeah, break the limitations. Yeah, break even the chains holding down. Yeah, you see, even the wings should go up. The wings should go up. You should even mount with wings. You should even mount with wings. Yeah, mount. For you see, even the doorway, even into liberty in the spirit, even into liberty in the spirit is even being administered. Yeah, for every soul, for each soul to even mount up, for you should mount up. You should come up. Yeah, the domain of liberty is open. The domain even of liberty is even open. Freedom. Yeah, not just one freedom, not just freedom in one, but freedom even to the uttermost, even freedom up to the mountain. mount of three. Yeah, you should mount to freedom. Even to freedom, even in the Godhead. Even the Godhead freedom. Freedom and liberty, even of the Godhead. Yeah, glorious liberty, even awaits. Glorious liberty, even awaits you. It even awaits you, even in the time that you are. Yeah, mount up. Yeah, mount up. Mount up. Mount up. Yeah, beat even your wings upon the air. Yeah, beat your wings until you ascend. Even ascend, even into the heights. Even into the heights. Yeah, where God dwelleth. Yeah, for you see, even God dwells on the heights. Yeah, God dwells even in the highs. Even in the highs. Yeah, you should come even into freedom. You should even mount up, even from mountain to mountain, until you enter, even into the height of God. For you see, yeah, deliverance. Deliverance is even given to you. Deliverance is even given to you. For you see, even the high level, even the level of deliverance, even the quality of deliverance, even the realm of deliverance that even kings should handle, even kings should handle, until you come, even until you come, even into the deliverance, even into the liberty, even into the liberty, even of priests, even the priestly liberty, priestly freedom, priestly freedom, freedom, yeah, freedom, yeah, I shout over you freedom, I shout even over you liberty, even liberty, for there is liberty in the spirit, there is even liberty, even in the spirit, even in the spirit, even where you dwell, see at the spirit.
Eagles flight, eagles flight, eagles flight, riske filerosko fredilosk, eagle flight, eagles flight, frosko fieler mounts up with eagles flight, mount up with eagles flight, mount up with eagles flight, eagles flight, eagles wings, eagles, eagles, mount up in eagle's wings. They can mount up with eagle's wings. The flight, fly away. Fly away, fly away, fly away. Far away. Fly away. Flight. Eagle's flight.
Even the voice of the Lord. Hear even the voice even of the Lord. O bird. Time has come. Time has come. Time has even come for to change your wings.
Mm.
For to change even your wings. Mm. For to change. Change your wings. Change your wings. Change your wings. Drop your wings. Mm. Drop your wings. Drop your wings. You should drop your wings. Drop even your wings. Drop your wings. Yeah, for you see, even the spirit is at hand. Even for to deliver new. Mm. New wings, saith the Lord. Mm. New wings, saith the Lord. New wings, saith the Lord. New wings. Yeah, your wings should be changed. We should change your wings. Yeah, change your wings. Attaching even to you, eagle's wings. For yeah, you see the air that you dwell. Even the air where you are, yeah, would even require better wings. Better wings for to mount, better wings for to go up, better wings for to ascend, better wings for to carry you, better wings, yeah, even stronger wings, wings that can beat even against the air and even come up even to the realm of existence, yeah, realm of existence, above powers, yeah, above all other authority, for you see, yeah, you should come up above authority, you should come up, you should even come up above every falling authority. Falling authority, falling authority, falling authority. Yeah, even strongholds that have authority. Yeah, that even keep you bound. Yeah, that even keep you, even bound. bound to the ground. Yeah, you see, bound to the ground. Yeah, your deliverance, even your deliverance, yeah, is in your change of wings. Change your wings at hand, said the Spirit, even at hand for to change, even for to administer change, for to deliver change. Change. Even eagle's wings being delivered to you, delivered to you. You should come up, ride on eagle's wings, even into the place of absolute liberty, even complete liberty, glorious liberty, saith the Spirit.
One thing that our soul is called, when you say Book of Solomon, you call our soul dove. So our soul is a bird. So when you say Book of Solomon, you call my dove. Talk about the soul. And so the prophecy is saying that they want to change the wings. Wings in the Bible is connected to doctrine. That's a prophetic word for wings. Wings mean doctrine. They are doctrine. So changing of wind is changing the doctrine. And doctrine is changing the law. Changing your law, because doctrines are laws. When they change your law from the law of life in Christ, which is the content of life in the Spirit, is the wings. So your soul can either use the law of sin and death. So law of sin and death is the wings of carnal earth. But your soul is a bird. Eagle is not the biggest bird in the sky. But what makes eagle different is the span of its wings. So wings are doctrines. And what you bring for doctrines are laws. So carnal laws are wrong wings that make you bound to the head. So birds are so. So read it from Book of Psalm. In the Lord God put out my trust. I say you to my soul, flee as a bear to your mountain. So you can see my soul is a bear. That's why in Genesis, Adam's soul was not limited. Adam named every animal. So Adam was not bound to it until man sowed the hair. Then we have a lot of darkness in high places, or Ephesians chapter 2, call it the spirit of the power of the air, took over the air. So Adam's soul was occupying the air of the head. Imagine, he's living on the head, but his soul was in the air. His soul can lift. That's why you say in Book of Psalm 24, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity. So the soul has wings that can lift him up. Soul can be lifted up. And what lifts our soul is wings. Just as God can change the wings of the soul, Satan also can change a man's wing. Like a sensual soul has stronger wings than a carnal soul. Because a sensual soul is like a spiritually minded Christian that is obeying the law of God. A carnally minded man is therefore a carnal man. A carnal man is equal to a spiritual man, who is a godly man. A carnally minded man is equal to a spiritually minded man, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. For no man know the things of the Spirit except the Spirit of a man. Likewise, no man know the things of God except the Spirit of God. Yea, the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us. Which thing we speak, not in the word of man's wisdom teacheth, but that which Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 13 and 14. So you can see there are spiritual things compared with spiritual. But how do we know what is spiritual things? Spiritual things are what he called deep things of God. So what are these things of God? He called these things of God comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 1 Corinthians 3. So let us see what is spiritual and what is spiritual things. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. So the opposite of spiritual is carnal. So it's like you are carnal. When you say you can carnal and spiritual. So in Christ is spiritual. In the flesh is carnal. Even as unto babe in Christ. So a carnal is a babe in Christ. So a spiritual is a man in Christ. Chapter 2, that 13 and 14. So deep things are spiritual thing. Then verse 14, how to spiritual thing. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for the afflictions unto him, neither can he know them, because what? They are spiritually discerned. Romans 8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. So the things of the spirit here are the things of spiritual. What are the things of Christ? Things of a mind, Christ. For to be carnally minded, cannot the things that are spiritually discerned. As spiritually discerned are deep things of God. Compared, which are also spiritually things. These are the deep things of God. So one is spiritual, one is spiritually. Spiritually are deep things of God. For to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. 7:8. Because carnal man is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. A spiritually minded me is a mind that is already spiritual. When you say a spiritually minded man, it's a man that is spiritual. Now, he can assess the laws of God. He's in a state. He's spiritually minded. So that mind already wired with law, life, and peace. So by reason of that frame, he's already tending towards God. It's not carnal. So he has become spiritual. Not spiritually, that is going towards the law of God. So law of God are doctrines. Laws are doctrines. For the carnal mind is dead, but the spiritual mind is life and peace. Because a carnal mind is enmity against God. Who is God? For it is not subject to the law of God. So God is a law. It's a law. It's law of God. So the law of God is the doctrine of God. It's not such the law of God, neither indeed can be, so that they are in the flesh cannot please God. So that was what Romans chapter 6 was talking about. Since you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered unto you, being then made free from sin, you became servant of righteousness. So this doctrine here is Christ, so which is the law of life in Christ Jesus. That was what it here, which is Romans 8. For not for the condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free sin and death. So that 8 is Romans 6. But beyond that first freedom, which I call liberty, there's a perfect liberty. And the perfect liberty is secure by the law of God. So if that law is under wings. So doctrine is called wings. Sufficient. That we henceforth be no more children, toss and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So you carried about by wind. So it's another law. It's a wind that carries you. So a carnal minded man has a wind, but he's certainly bound. But a sensual man has a wind, but that wind is a wind that makes him to descend. James 4. Because compared to the wisdom is from above. And talk about, but the wisdom is from beneath. It's not just carnal, it's beneath. It's also carried to beneath. Just don't want to take you above. We want to carry to beneath. Because sensual. Because we're describing those wisdom, that wisdom is from beneath is what? It's earthly. Say earthly. What's earthly? That's carnal. So what is sensual? Beneath. Then move into what? Devilish. Just as you have the law of the spirit, which is Christ, which is spiritual. Then you have the law of God, which is spiritually, which is the law of God, which will give you a perfect liberty. And you have another one, which is glorious liberty. Exodus 19, verse 1. And this is the spiritual tradition of Israel. In the third month, when the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai. For we are departed from them, and we are come to the desert of Sinai, and are pitched the wilderness, and there Israel came before the mountain. And Moses went unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus I dare say to the house of Jacob, and to the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and I bear you on eagle's wings. So eagle's wings mean doctrine. Give ye, O ye heaven, and I will speak. Give you all the word of my mouth. My doctrine I drop as a rain. So that was the word Moses gave to them. I bore you up by eagle's wings. Eagle's wings is to give your soul hedge Why must you have wings? It's a wind that can take you to the mountain. Where the bow of the wicked one. Flee as a bear to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend the bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. So, it can be upright. Upright means a man with the law of life and peace. A man that is godly. A man that has been free. They can shoot at his heart. God don't want any arrow of the enemy to reach you. God wants you to come to a place where your liberty is perfect. Where no arrow can hit you. Heart of the wicked is the arrow of spiritual wickedness in high places. Loss of falling spirits. Nature of falling spirits. When you are higher than those natures, you are free, perfect liberty. So they give your soul wings like eagle. Because eagle travel than every other bird. So a carnal-minded man is a chicken in the name of the spirit. Like a duck. But when you learn the law of Christ, godly soul, you become like one of the birds. They liken Christ to a dove. Christ is a dove. Because what is a dove? A dove does not have bile. It's a pure heart. Upright heart. It's only dove that does not have bile. Every bird has bile, but it does not have. It's a pure heart. It's a clean. That's why they use him as a clean animal. They use it to sacrifice in Israel. Because they brought total dove to sacrifice for Jesus. So dove is a Christ. That means another half from the law, spirit of life in Christ Jesus is a dove. Which is, you are free from law, sin, and death. But when you receive the eagle's wind, you find the nature of the Creator. Isaiah 40. Are that not known? Are that not heard? That the everlasting God, the law, the Creator of the end of the earth, fainted not. Why you cannot sustain spiritual life? Because you faint. You start today, you can't continue. It's because your soul have not fled. Neither is weary. Romans 8. A carnally minded man. He's not studying the law of God. Neither can he be. Isaiah. Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gave power to the faint. And to them that had no might, increase their strength. Even the youth shall faint. Who is a youth? A youth is a Christ. And be weary. So when you are a Christ, when you are a man that has secured love, you are a youth. Youth. What is a youth? A man in Christ. And the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. So wings are doctrines of everlasting God. There are two wings of eagle. One wing is living and true God. Revelation 12. So you saw in Revelation 12, the dragon was ready to eat the child that is born. The wicked want to shot his arrow. So it was caught up to God and his throne. That is not perfect liberty. That's gross liberty. Yeah. When he was in the womb, he has perfect liberty. Because the womb is Psalm 110. That Melchizedek priesthood. The priest of endless life, everlasting life. But he moved from the womb and moved to the God and the throne. That's gross liberty. Revelation 14 was in perfect liberty. Because the dragon was looking, but he cannot do anything to the woman. That was everlasting being. Because it was not the woman, it was the child. The child does not need wings. That was cut off to God and his throne. That was a glorious liberty. But the woman that carried the child in the womb need the two wings of eagle, which was everlasting doctrine, the law of God. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. Because they are carnal. The sea is the depth. The earth are those who are carnal. The sea are those who are sensual. For the devil is come. If you see, this is doctrine. Earthly. For the reason it's been unbelief, it's earthly, sensual, and devilish. Earth, sea, the devil is come. But rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. That means to dwell in the spirit. Live in the spirit. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you. Having great wrath, because he knew that he had but a short time. When the devil saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman who brought forth the man child that was cut up to God. And to the woman we are giving two means of a great eagle. So that great eagle is the great God. Your God is an eagle. a great wind of eagle, that she might fly unto the wilderness, unto a place where she's to nourish for a time from the face of the serpent. The serpent deceived the woman in Genesis. And the serpent that deceived was, it deceived the living soul. So the tiger is going to go through the wilderness is the living God. So the temptation for this woman first is to go, because she was a woman, she was Christ. She was a just virgin that's supposed to now become a living entity. She must pass the trial of wilderness for operation of the living God. So what she needs is two great winds of great eagle. So that are the doctrine, the laws of God for her to obey. For every soul is a bed. Either a bed of the head, or a bed of beneath that go down, or a bed that can climb up, a bed that can go to the mountain, or a bed that can be caught up to God and his throne. Those are realm of liberty, realm of freedom that your soul can come into through laws, doctrines. I pray for you that you find great grace. Amen. One thing I don't want you to forget, liberty is in the spirit. He said, do not take advantage of your liberty in the spirit. He said, some people, they came in previously. Just like I said, they want to shortcut you previously. That's it, Psalm 11. Peter said, but there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among the people, who previously shall bring in damnable heresies. When you say arrow, what's damnable? Arrow are heresies. Then, good are doctrine. Even denying the Lord that brought them and brought upon them, say, sweet destruction. Psalm 11. For lo, the wicked bend their arrow, and they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privilege the shots at the upright in heart. When you see the wicked there, it can be a brother that is not spiritual. Some teachers, some preachers, they are the things of the wicked to shout at you. David was a psalmist, he's a prophet, but Peter was an apostle. He brought for understanding after that prophetic vision. So, David called him, say, the wicked, privilege, secretly came. But Peter said, these are teachers that come in with damnable heresy. So, arrows are heresies. Heretic teachings. Heretic lifestyle, conversations that will destroy you. They are arrows. They are shot it at your heart to weaken you or to sweep you from your floor. So they can spoil your liberty. They can take away your liberty. They can put into bondage. That's what you mean. Wise in the spirit. Sometimes those things just want to corrupt you. Want to damn you. We spoil what God is doing on your inside. But God's intention is that your soul should have eagle's wings. I said you will find eagle's wings. When you find eagle's wing, like God promised the children of Israel in Exodus 19, you will become a peculiar people. I bought myself with eagle's wings. Now, therefore, if you obey, it's obedience. You have to obey it. If you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant. That means obey the doctrine. Obey the doctrine of the word, the voice. And not only the voice you obey, obey the covenants. The covenants is spirit. Then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me. Above all. What's above? Heights. So this means we take you above all. Above all people. For the earth is mine. But you'll be above all. So God wants to change your wings.
Yes, sir.
You that you are using chicken's wing, they want to give you dove wings. Amen. Want to give you new laws. Those wings will make you to have liberty. When you have the wings of the eagle, you have what they call perfect liberty. Because you are using the law of God. You are using the doctrine of God. Then you can change from eagle's wing. You can be caught up to God and his throne. You have your gross liberty. These are liberty in the spirits. Galatians call it liberty in the spirit. To maintain spirit-free life. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. When in Christ has made us free and tangled again with the yoke of bondage. So you can be free from the yoke of bondage. But not like, because we come from the yoke of corruption. So eagle's wing will feed you from the bondage of corruption. Doctrine of God, laws of God, make you free.
Liberty in the spirit. Liberty in the spirit. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.